Okay, so let's turn to you and look at what you need to do. It is extremely important to understand that in the environment we're going into, that it is, you know, as it is important to look in the investment world for quality, the same thing is important to look for in your life. You need quality. If you look, we have our summer picnic special up on the blog. We have a cap and a picnic apron, so for your barbecuing, with the Soleri logo on it. The Soleri logo is a solar armillary, and an armillary is a tool of alignment, is the way I think about it. It was until the Europeans brought the telescope out in the 17th century, the armillary sphere was an instrument used by astronomers in determining celestial positions. It's very important to keep moving towards the people and activities that align with your purpose and values and break away from those who don't. If you have anyone in your life who wastes your time and energy, get them out of your life if you possibly can. We spent a lot of time at our various lunches and activities talking about that. We got a question from one of the subscribers that I wanted to address. The television shows that are on TV today are dramatically different than they were 40 to 50 years ago. They were kinder and gentler back then, and today there's much more violence, ego, and putting down of other people. In your opinion, has this shift been orchestrated by the powers that be in attempting to shift our thoughts, feelings, behavior, and actions in the directions that suits them? It's a combination of things. A strong recommendation. We've had several times on the Let's Go to the Movies, Adam Curtis's work, the lead documentary being Century of Self. He does a great job of describing this degradation of entertainment, and you really want to watch that. Also, please, if you haven't listened to Adam Trombley's interview on entrainment, please do. I do think very much that TV is doing what they can to to teach people to behave in ways that completely negate their personal power. So as you learn the behavior taught to you by TV, your power goes down. And part of it is we learn how to denigrate each other and engage in sort of all sorts of drama queen behavior that doesn't really get us to a place where we... People in, you know, men and women make each other more powerful, and families help each other become more powerful. If you have heard me beat the drum about our interview with Jay Hughes called On Family Wealth, it's about how families get together and make each other more powerful. And the reality is, if you look at what TV teaches, it teaches men and women to tear each other down. It teaches young people and old people to tear each other down. Teaches families to tear each other down. So, you know, that is not a way to build personal power whatsoever. I want to talk about time management too, because I have seen just in the Soleri team the amount of stress placed on individuals in their personal lives as a result of family getting sick, of a variety of financial troubles in families or in community. On and on and on. We all need to build reserves into our time to just manage things that could go wrong, because the risk in the environment, legally, financially, and physically, is going up. So just make sure not to overcommit and build reserves into your time and build in time to take care of you. It is so important to stay healthy in this environment. So keep investing in health. Learn to say, I don't know. I'm watching enormous waste of time in people engaging in wasteful and angry conjecture. It's reaching epidemic proportions on the internet. We don't know a lot of what was going on. That was what was so wonderful about being in San Mateo with Richard Dolan and Dr. Farrell was just great brains of people who know a great deal and can teach a great deal, but saying, you know, we just don't know. And we can't get to the point where we know if we don't start with what we don't know. So just really pay attention to quality of life and your quality of life and making sure the people around you and the place where you are, what you do in this world to earn a living or generate equity value is something that is really quality. So just get ridiculously tough about quality.